From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Monday, February 27th. Coming up, for the past 4 years, two Northern Illinois University professors have gone into Illinois juvenile correctional facilities to provide sports activities. We'll learn more about Project Flex in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. State Representative Mike Maron is one of many Republicans critical of the spending proposals outlined in Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget. As Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports, Maron has filed his own bills to spur economic growth in his district.
Maron's East Central Illinois district covers parts of Champaign and Vermilion counties, including Danville. That's where he'd like to spend $10 million to extend water and sewer lines to an area just west of the city.
The Danville project, for instance, expanding water wastewater. If we're able to do that, we're able to attract more industry, more employers, higher paying jobs. It just creates opportunity for people.
Another proposal would help pay for a railroad viaduct over Curtis Road in the town of Savoy. The road gained importance when it was linked to I-57. Maron would also like money to demolish old buildings at the former Chanute Air Force Base in Rantoul. They were last used by Lincoln's Challenge Academy. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Environmental groups in Illinois are hoping to limit microplastic waste, and they're looking at washing machines. State Representative Daniel Didich introduced a measure banning the sale and manufacture of washing machines that don't filter out microplastics. Jen Walling with the Illinois Environmental Council says once these plastics get into waterways and people's bodies, the effects can be harmful.
There are things that plastics can pick up. So are they increasing the uptake of other toxins? Some plastics have hormone disruptors in them.
This measure is one of several introduced this legislative session aimed at reducing plastic use. Last week, lawmakers unveiled a proposal phasing out single-use styrofoam food containers. The Illinois Manufacturers Association has come out against the idea. 25 community organizations and government offices are expected to receive nearly $10 million in federal pandemic relief money from the city of Urbana. Illinois Newsroom's Farah Anderson has more.
First Followers is one of the organizations to benefit from COVID relief funding. It helps formerly incarcerated people re-enter the Champaign-Urbana community. Founder Marlon Mitchell says it will help them expand their outreach to women.
Well, we have FINRA staff that have some familiarity with some of the differences and issues that a woman might face versus a man upon returning to the community. And so they can identify the needs that, you know, maybe we have our blind spots as being males.
He says they'll open a drop-in center to help clients access resources like housing and employment aid. The Urbana City Council is expected to approve the funding at tonight's meeting. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
Around 30 black senior citizens gathered at the Douglas Annex Friday afternoon for a soul food potluck to celebrate Black History Month. The event, organized by members of the Champaign Park District, included a historical presentation about Douglas Park and soul food from Neal Street Blues. The potluck was a way for black seniors age 50 and up to learn more about local black history and achievements. Adult and senior program coordinator at Douglas, Robert White, says, aside from the month of February, programming to promote black history and culture remains active at the Douglas Center.
But to be honest, I have to just be real. We celebrate black history every day, not just in February. So, and that's the majority of the population that comes to Douglas is the black community. So we try to celebrate each other all the time, 24/7, 365.
More information for upcoming events can be found at the Douglas Center's website. Still to come, we'll learn more about a project that aims to reduce recidivism among juvenile inmates in Illinois. That story from Peter Medlin is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Katie Buzard, editor of Illinois Public Media's monthly classical music newsletter, Clef Notes. I hope you are enjoying our monthly check-ins with local music makers, our previews of upcoming concerts, and our efforts to expand all our musical horizons. If you haven't signed up yet, you can do so easily at will.illinois.edu/signup. And while Clef Notes is just once a month, you can visit my blog anytime for additional classical music musings. Just visit will.illinois.edu/clefnotes.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. For the past 4 years, two Northern Illinois University professors have gone into Illinois juvenile correctional facilities to provide sports activities. Recently, several incarcerated teenagers came to NIU to talk about their experience with the program. Peter Medlin reports.
Several times a week, a team of NIU graduate students led by Professors Zach Wall Alexander and Jen Jacobs bring physical activities to three juvenile justice youth centers in Northern Illinois. Wall Alexander and Jacobs teach in the school's Department of Kinesiology and Physical Education. The initiative is called Project Flex, and it stands for Fitness Leadership Experience. They play basketball and pickleball. They even offer boxing with the incarcerated youth. But the experiences are really what stands out to them. Emilio Rivera has been incarcerated for 4 years. He's still just 19 years old. And with Project Flex, he's also been able to visit NIU's campus a few times.
It just made me realize that there's more to the world and everything. And it was just like a good day. Like, we sat in Dr. J's class, and I feel like the four or five of us that was there from the facility raised our hand more than the students. So I'm like, wait a minute.
He says, like a lot of teenagers who've experienced incarceration, he's never pictured himself as someone who could go to college. Rivera says, you don't feel normal that often when you're in jail. College seems like something people do in movies. But it was eye-opening to walk around campus and see that he could fit in, just like any other 19-year-old studying in the student center or eating in the dining halls. Rivera's most recent trip to NIU was to talk about his experience in the program, along with other incarcerated and formerly incarcerated Project Flex participants at an event called Beyond the Ball, Reimagining the Role of Sport in Juvenile Justice. Diazzi Scott is a 24-year-old musician from the South Side of Chicago. He's also formerly incarcerated and went through Project Flex.
Some of us may never been to college, may never step foot in one, but when you actually tour one and then you get the vibe and see what it's like, you might actually change your mindset and it give you something to work towards.
NIU has expanded Project Flex over the past few years. Since 2018, it's gone from just one graduate student working on the project to a group of 10. Zach Wall Alexander says they're at the youth facilities for 4 or 5 hours, sometimes 4 days a week. Most programs at the facility are only once a week, so Scott says the amount of time NIU grad students spend with the incarcerated youth really helps to build relationships and trust.
They treat you like an actual person, and they don't look at you as far as your situation or what you're going through. They respect your privacy, they respect your opinion.
Rico is also 19 and has been incarcerated for 4 years. He's in his last year now, which means he'll be getting out soon and maybe looking at colleges. His Project Flex friends really hope he'll choose to become a Husky at NIU. He spent the first year and a half at Project Flex standing off to the side, slowly getting to know people before he started actively participating. He says Project Flex members like Dr. Jacobs would come up and talk to him, remember his name every week, and show they actually cared. A lot of the activities at the project are based around communication skills. It's hard to win team sports without them, and they teach lessons that will help them with their everyday lives. But for Project Flex alum Malcolm Turner, it was also just nice to come and let go of the stress of being in jail, being locked up, and away from your family and your friends.
I looked at it like, man, I'm finna do this boxing, it's gonna blow off some steam. And it did. And I took that boxing and ran it, and it helped me become a better person.
Professor Zach Wall Alexander says he thinks Project Flex does make a positive impact on the outcomes of the youth that go through it.
The recidivism rate in the state of Illinois, about 93% of youth are returning to prison within 5 years. So for the youth that have kind of gone through our highest level of programming, which would be like those educational leadership retreats, we're finding about more than 50% of them are staying out of prison.
In the past 5 years, he says 25 people have reached that highest level. And he hopes they can expand too. He wants to bring Project Flex to the two youth centers they're not in and even replicate it in other states. A decade ago, 1,200 young people were locked up in youth centers in Illinois. Now that number is only around 100. And there's also a movement in Illinois aiming to get that number down to zero in favor of community investment. For the incarcerated youth like Emilio Rivera, Project Flex helps him, for the first time, feel excited about the possibilities of his future, his education, and what he can do with his life after he gets out.
I be thinking down to the small things like, am I gonna run out the gates? Am I gonna skip? Like, am I gonna walk? How you supposed to feel in that moment? So like, and then just seeing my family and just knowing like, well, we don't got somebody watching us. I'm home, it's back, we're back. Like.
And maybe with the help of Project Flex, a way forward. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be cloudy and breezy today, with showers and thunderstorms likely, and a high of 60 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Mawa Iqbal, Farah Anderson, Lily Salas, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.